you've found Lee Brown's dirty boxers.
Ugh. Hello. Hello, 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 hello. It be Friday, Friday, Friday. It lovely Friday. Be it Frisky Friday. No, it is not Frisky Friday. Shut up, you alcoholic. It is a normal Friday. Yes, it is bloody normal. Get over yourself. The Dirty Boxers Show is entirely listener-supported by sexy, awesome people like you. No sponsors, no dirty ads. To find out how you can support The Dirty Boxers Show, please visit dirtyboxers.net and click that Support Us button. Thank you.
Are you ready?
Are you excited?
Hey-o! Oh, hi, hi. Hey, guys, girls, welcome. It's Beer Friday, the Dirty Boxers Show. Your alleged Danny Toast, tongue-in-cheek, geeky chic. And the proud herb rebels and misfits. Jazzy hands now. That's enough. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome. My luxurious phase, Rebels, Misfit stuff. Oh, you know it by now.
Situation,
flipping heck.
That's the exciting part.
God, it's like 7 years of this scundullery. That's a word, shut up.
One, two, three, four.
So how you been? You alright? You keeping out mischief? You alright there? Flipping camera. Oh, lovely. Lovely. I'm joy our catch up. Joy our catch up. That was our cat that was, I enjoyed it, I did. You look like a bit of a weirdo replying to me, but that's alright, don't worry about it. I'm sure you'll enjoy the padded cell. So yeah, bit crazy shenanigans over here. I don't know what I'm on. You don't know what I'm on. I don't know what I'm on. Together, none the wiser. But it'd be Friday. And I have many things to say. Yes, I do. Many, many, lots. It's one of those shenanigans where don't really know where to start, really. Where do we start? No, I'm asking you. I know I told you off for, like, replying back to me, looking like a fool. But you might give us a heads up, will you? No, none the wiser still. Okay.
I gotta get funky.
Right, okay, fair enough. I'll just, I'll wing it in, shall I? I shall wing it. This is what I'll do. Anyway, hello, buddy. Welcome and all that shenanigans. We'll start the show in a minute. Let's just have a chinwag. It's nice to have a chinwag because I don't always get my own way around here, which is shocking, really, because if you think about it, I should be bloody well in charge. Me, Muggins here, bloody well in charge. Should be. Am I, though? Am I in charge? I think you'll find I am not. And this needs to stop. Bloody shake of angry fish, stoppage. Needs a stoppage. I never get a word in edgeways because other people got things to say and they're flapping their faces and their bloody mat or whatever. And they're like, oh, lads from flipping air with them, all fuzzy faced and just. Ugh. Interrupting they are. Bloody well interrupting when I'm on my groove. I'm on my groove. I'm here with my groovage. First off, let's start from nowhere. First off, Simpsons tapped out. Right, I'm going to talk about this because it's bloody well annoying me. Who the hell thought, whoever thought of this stuff. Can't say what I want to say, but I'll just stuff. Blooming well clever. bloody well clever. You practically can't do anything. Okay, I should explain. I decided after a while, what has been like 3 weeks or something or other, I thought to myself, you know what? Neagle, you know him, Oompa Loompa, him is always tapping his flipping phone on this Simpsons tapped out malarkey. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, and it's been a while. No one's looking. I'll check this out. The lies! I tell you, the lies. Oh my goodness, the lies. It is like, you think World of Warcraft's type crack for poor people. No, this is a whole new thing. This is crack for slightly richer people. This is horrid. Constantly donuts for this and donuts. Look, if you don't know what I'm talking about, fair enough. Don't even inquire, please. Do not. It is foolish. It is a foolish endeavour. It is foul and horrid. I'm up to here with it. I'm going to delete it after the show. I've only had it for like a couple of days and I'm going to delete it. Nothing. Everything. Right. Where do I start? Right. All right. Fair enough. You've got to rebuild. Basically, the story is that you've got to rebuild Springfield. It's a great excuse for you to build your own Springfield. Fair enough. It got blown up and it's now you've got to put it all back together again. Oh, what a great idea that is. Fair enough. That's the very loose storyline. Loose. No, Laz, I'm not talking about you again. Loose storyline. That's what I'm going on about. Thank you very much. It's not all about you, Laz. Someone tell him it's not all about him, please. For once, it's not for this one time, it's not about. Fine. Okay. Anyway, Simpsons, tapped out. There, going with this loose storyline. About how it's been blown up and you've got to put it all back together again. Fair enough, that makes sense in some weird way, all right, in fair dues. So you go there, you're like tapping away and like income taxes you're in, you're like from different houses you build is your basic currency in a greenery kind of monopoly money Americano endeavor thing. But it's fair enough, Springfield is based over that fair, whatever. That's not what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is the fact that it's constant. You can't do anything. It's constant. It is the worst thing ever. You've got everything is 24 hours. Oh, you want to scratch your own backside. Oh, it's going to take 24 hours for that to happen. Thank you very much. So how is it? You want to build something, oh, it's going to take you 24 hours. Oh, I know stage 3, it only took like 2 hours or something. But now you're allegedly hooked in. Now you're allegedly kind of lured into this skullduggery. It's a word, shut up. Skullduggery of this foolishness. Now it's going to take you 24 hours to get what you want. Because we say so. We're E-A-A-E thingy people. Oh, hi, Tori.
Hello, Lee. Hi, sounds like I called just in time.
Oh, no. No, I was... No, no, mate, no.
Because as someone who has tapped out on his iPad...
Oh, not him. No, mate, you're betterer. You're better than this.
Well, I am, and I'll explain how I am betterer, if you would like.
Go on then, why not? Because I feel I'm making a fool of myself.
Well, you see, I don't just have tapped out on my iPad. Mm. I'm holding it here in my hands.
Oh, it's so big.
Yes. My hands, that is.
Strangely wafer thin, though. Wafer thin.
It's like next generation of phones. Oh, is it? This size.
Oh, fair enough. The way they're going, yeah.
So, yeah, I've got tapped out by The Simpsons. I've got Family Guy Quest for Stuff. I've got Game of Thrones Ascent and Walking Dead, No Holds Barred, and SimCity Build It. And they all use the same crap technique that every app on every Facebook does.
I ain't got that yet. I ain't got that far yet.
Well, let me go ahead and tell you. Spoiler alert. They play off of your inability to have patience, where you got to say, well, if I just only could clear this guy, then I could do this thing. Well, what you do is You either dedicate one of your characters, like Apu. I'm constantly having him doing the 45-second, praying to
Gasha or whatever.
Ganesh.
Ganesh, that's it.
Yeah,
close enough.
So if I want to have something to do, he's always available unless he's on a quest. So yeah. I leave one character doing short-term stuff. So I've constantly got something to tap.
Ooh.
Now, if I end up with them all on a quest, then I hop over to a Family Guy quest for stuff where I tap stuff and then have to wait. And then once the waiting starts there, I hop over to Game of Thrones where I tap stuff and then have to wait. And then when I get done there, I go over to Walking Dead and tap stuff until I have to wait. And then I go to Sim City where all this stuff has accumulated where I was waiting, and I tap it all and I tap more stuff and then I have to wait. And guess where I'm headed next? Back to Simpsons.
Now, you see, this okay.
Where my characters have finished their quests and are waiting for me to tap them.
Oh, see, that sounds like you've got it all worked out. It makes sense that.
It's easier than the 21 Facebook accounts I manage for other apps. But you can send yourself gifts that way and reply to quests and say, hey, can you help me with this? Well, sure, I can help me with this. Why don't I?
Oh.
See, and with cookies, it's really easy to switch.
That's not the biggest problem. I was just building up to the.
There's a bigger problem. Someone like Neagle who got you started on this.
No, not only is he not my friend on The Simpsons Tapped Out.
Why would he be? Who wants to friend a noob?
There's no need to be mean. Also, what's even worse is that the app won't. It keeps popping. Oh yeah, you need to connect with Facebook. That's how it says it. Spoiler alert.
They all want you to connect via Facebook. Spoiler alert. Which, of course, I do not.
Nah. Well, I tried that. I thought, oh, go on then. I'll get a donut or something stupid. Fair enough. Whatever. I go and do that. But then the connection craps out on itself. It loads up Facebook on the app. And then it just goes, oh, attempted delivery there. Like, as if it's been sponsored by Parcel Force or something. I don't know what it is.
Well, that's why I play it on my iPad, because I can't get a lot of these apps to even work at all in like Safari or Firefox. They just won't open. They won't do diddly squat, as Ned Flanders would say.
Mm. And that's not even the worst bit.
Doodly diddlies.
Doodly diddlies. The worst
bit. Hey, Brino.
The worst bit for me is I refuse to pay for those bloody donuts.
Oh, I don't pay a cent.
I ain't going to pay for that bloody donut.
See, if you're familiar with these apps, then when you get into the tutorial, like for The Simpsons Tapped Out, and it says, Apu's place, Quickie Mart will be ready in 4 hours. Click here to use some donuts and speed that process up. You know what I do then?
Ignore.
I close the app for 4 hours, and when I come back, I don't have to use my premium to speed that process up in the tutorial, because it's already done, So I save all my premium stuff up and just save it up. Don't use it. Even if they tell me to use it, I close the app where I don't have to use it. And then once I get somewhere where I want something nice, I got all their crap money donut things to buy it with.
I don't know what's worse, though.
I am overly strategic about how free I make these games.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like take Ben to the next level of stuff because I'm not using Linux.
Well, that is the next level, if anything. But what really bugs me is supposedly, you got to get to level 12 and then you get the Bart Simpson treehouse or whatever the crap is next. All right. Fair enough. Oh, I've got to challenge myself to do. Fair dues. But what
Spoiler
really...
Spoiler alert, Homer's going to have to get some donuts out of the lake.
I've done that bit. The thing is, bloody ridiculous bit, is it's... Okay, if that character doesn't exist, fair dues, but then stop popping up as if Lisa is talking to Bart in those stupid speech bubble things, because he doesn't bloody exist.
Quit telling me to tell Bart to do stuff when I don't even have Bart yet.
Yeah. Jeez.
I've already had Milhouse tell spooky stories. How stupid is that? He cried halfway through it. And he was the one telling it.
Oh, no. So basically, I'm going to delete it after the show. I've had enough.
You should have deleted it before the show, but I understand that, this is topical. This is, I mean, if you... consider the average Dirty Box, what are they doing besides sitting here wasting their time and ours, probably playing a game in the background?
Well, there is that. Plus, some of them, are, at least one of them I know, is inappropriately touching themselves.
Now, see, if you would just go ahead and install Simpsons Tapped Out, I can add you as a friend and visit your little crappy city here that's even crappier than mine and make some money out of it. So if you'd go ahead and do that. I'll stop sending a request eventually. Please.
Right. Not that you're begging or anything.
No.
No. Fair enough.
And please don't send me any Candy Crush or Angry Bird requests because I don't play that.
No, fair enough. Fair just, enough.
But if you play my crap, then that's fair game.
That's even better. Yeah, but seriously, though, I'm just... What really annoys me about it all, this is what I really kind of grinds me against.
How free it is?
No, how rubbish it is. How there is...
Yeah, it's crap.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm expecting some sort of quench of thirst going on. I'm expecting something. Because Neagle's been playing this tosh. For yonks, he's up to, I don't know, he can't even count that high, but he's been up there, he's constantly tapping his freaking phone to the point where I think it's just some sort of dementia is kicking in now. He forgets anything else he's got to do in his world, he just constantly tapping on his phone. And I just, what is it? There is nothing there. It's got nothing. There is nothing, nothing. It is
which
nothing.
Which leads me to my other gripe. If I go, let's say I've got a console system. Let's say I buy a game for, I don't know, $30.
Mm.
Once I've paid that $30, I own the, you know, it's just on me to progress from the start to the finish of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But with these games, you can give them $30 and that's going to get you through a week and then you're out of donuts again. Then you got to give them 30 more and 30 more. You could pay $1,000 for the game and never beat it.
I just don't understand it.
I can pay $5 to, you know, and get some video games and have the entire game at my disposal instead of sitting there having to feed them a nickel every time I want a donut. Spread noise.
It's fair enough.
That's why
seriously.
I play them for free.
Well, that's fair enough. But seriously,
On multiple accounts.
On multiple, fair enough. But
And multiple devices.
I still cannot comprehend why it's still on my phone. That's the thing that I'm trying to work out here. It's not addictive.
Because you have that sort of spare time, Lee. That's why.
It's only when I'm out like security, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'll just like see what's going on. What's Lisa nagging me about now? Fair enough. But if it actually made sense. That's the thing. If the donuts weren't blatantly...
Wait a minute.
Let me finish.
Things have to make sense now, Lee?
No! I mean, if the donuts, if they actually weren't blatantly trying to pounce and rape you every time you even looked at them, let alone actually... If they were more achievable, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I've got like 100 and some of them now.
How have you got them?
I haven't spent any.
Oh.
I haven't spent a single donut. I'm saving them up because I'm going to get one of those nice things eventually.
Oh.
Free.
But then this is what I'm on about, is that every character that you've got to, you've got to collect them all, you can't unless you... It's built specifically so that every which way you turn, at the moment it's asking me to spend 5 donuts to connect friends.
Well, what you're going to need to look for in the games eventually is some sort of donut factory. Because SimCity, they screwed up, and let's just use donuts as an example.
Yeah,
they had a building that would produce 4 donuts a day.
Right.
For 1 donut, you could speed up the process.
So you get 3 a day.
So you get 3 instantly, and then you start it again, and then you speed it up instantly, and you get 3 again for 1 donut, and you sit there and you spend 10 donuts, and you got 30 when you're done.
Nice.
And as long as you want to just sit there and keep clicking speed up, it's going to give you more donuts than you're spending to speed it up. So as fast as you can do it, you can build up thousands and thousands of donuts. Because so what you need is to wait till you find the premium thing you can buy, which will give you premium currency, and then buy that. And then use your premium currency to speed up the premium currency.
Because I wouldn't mind if you get to like something like 20,000 Monopoly Money dollars stuff in it, and then you get 1 donut. That would make sense. Because I'm built, I'm like, from just logging in, I'm making like 5K or whatever in Simpsons money.
So well, see, I made like six brown houses immediately. So I've got those every 5 minutes. So I'm just
I learned that one as well. But seriously, though, I was told that one straight off the bat. Oh, what you need to do? It was like, all right. But seriously, though, it's built. I think this is my main gripe. It's built specifically.
Hold that thought, Lee. I've got some nails finished in SimCity here.
But seriously, it's like it's built specifically that you cannot actually just play. You have to, some point, spend real money to just get to the next. I think that's the main.
Or have patience or something else to do.
Well, that's fair enough as well. But
like four other apps on the same device.
Don't tempt me. Don't. No.
Hey, Lee, I can tell you how to waste time.
La la la, figures it is. La la. I'm deleting it after the show.
They have a Doctor Who app. They probably have a, I don't know.
Yeah, they've got. No, I've never got into the Doctor Who games. I'm quiet. I'm
Star
good
Trek
like that.
App. James Bond.
No,
app.
Don't bring me. Oh, James Bond. Oh. I don't know if I want to go and see the next. I know it's coming out next week, but
instead of donuts, it'll be martinis.
Wow. No, but seriously, you know when you've been waiting for a certain thing to come along? That was a bit quick off the mark there, Tori. You're supposed to go, let me just think for a second what I could possibly think. Yeah, I think I can think of something that I've been waiting for. Yeah.
I can see where you were going.
Well, I'm just, like, one really cool thing. And it's like, I'm looking forward to that. I really. And then you hear one bad thing. Everything's good and positive, but you hear one review of and that just ruins it for you. Even though you know it's like Windows operating systems, you get really one good James Bond and then one crap and then one really, really good one. So we're on the crap one. This is supposed to be the crap movie of the franchise because it's like one good one back.
Anytime I'm really concerned about the public opinion, I look at who's in office and what's in the top 40, and then I reconcile that I am just ahead of the curve.
That's fair news. But still, it's like I've heard one niggle, and it was quite a specific review. I'll say it anyway. The review basically said, "Is like it's a really good film, really good movie." But it's,
up until he dies in the end.
But they left that one bit off. But
I was about to say that's a terrible review.
Spoiler alert! In the second paragraph, as in like, now you tell us. But the problem is that in the review it said it's really good, but it's predictable, and I'm like, oh, you can't have a predictable James Bond film.
Let me see. You can't have a predictable James Bond film. So let me see if you can narrow this one down just by the clues I give you.
All right.
This is ranging from the first James Bond to the last one. Here's what happened.
Hold on. The first one is in, like, Sean Connery.
First one is in the books. Let's just say that.
Oh, bookie books. Okay.
We're going to be all inclusive here. Mm. James Bond, here's what happened. Some bad guys wanted to do some stuff that James Bond wanted to stop.
Mm.
In the meantime, he gets laid and then stops the bad guys and wins the world. Which film is that? Because I know we don't want to be too repetitive or predictable. So just name the one film where he, you know, stopped the bad guy and screwed the good girl.
Oh, the good girl. Oh, now that narrative is about Moonraker.
Damn. You win this time, Brown.
As soon as you said the good girl, you see, that's where it goes wrong. That's where you gave
rhetoric.
It away.
Not
gave
one of my strong points
today.
No,
okay, fair enough. Marty from the Women's Institute is saying that, why do I put myself through this pain of The Simpsons? It's fair enough.
I thought you were going to say Neagle.
Well, no. Laz is saying that he's guessing Krispy Kremes are free in the what else we got here? Mart is also saying, has Neagle run into walls because he is busy tapping? Well, to be honest with you, he can't walk in a straight line anymore. His wrist, from, I presume, tapping so much, is now like a wrestler. Like Hulk Hogan back in the day, like big old whoa. And so he is lopsided. He keeps walking around in circles. He can't. It's a sorry sight. It's a very sorry sight. But yeah, we'll start showing in a minute. But yeah, that's just what I just need to get off my chest. I need to say that. I now feel better for saying it. So I'm, anyway, how are you, Tori? You're right, mate. What's new? What's going on?
Scorched earth.
You pardon?
I'm all right.
Okay. Another thing. We were gonna do a thing. I thought in August, it was like, wouldn't it be great to do a Back to the Future thing? I'm glad I bloody didn't. From everything,
I'm glad that's in the past.
I know.
Grief.
Can I just say, I'm
Thank
so
God
glad
he wasn't wearing a blue and black dress.
I'm so glad. Yet is what we need to be said at the end of that sentence. But seriously, I'm glad we didn't, because I'm glad that those films are actually pretty good, because I have seen some tosh in a desperate attempt to get some sort of Google love in the last 24, 48 hours.
Are you sure, me?
It's like, oh my God, it's just cringy. And it's like, ah. Oh. It's like, even.
No, I thought of the good one.
But it's like, oh dear God. And normally I'm pretty all right with random stuff on YouTubes and stuff like that. Normally on the, and I don't normally judge it as much. But it's just like, I don't know. It just hurt inside a bit. And I think what tipped it off over the cliff into kind of stupidity is like the Jimmy Kimmel rubbish that pounced out of his face. Did you see this? Did you see this?
No, I avoid all that crap.
Well, I wish I had. In fact, I have got all the time in the world for Michael J. Fox. All the time in the world. He comes around, he has a nice cup of tea. He thinks he's in England, so he has to have a cup of tea sort of thing. It's just one of those things. It's an awkward situation because I'm sitting there with coffee wondering why he hates tea. I don't even know why he's drinking the tea. He doesn't even
put fidgety.
Well, it's just, he thinks it's the thing to do. He also drinks it without milk because Jean-Luc Picard of Enterprise drinks it without milk. So
Captain
he thinks that's...
Jean-Luc Picard.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Enterprise.
That's the one. And it's like, I keep telling him it's a PG tips. You can put milk in because it's PG tips. Oh, great. You don't put milk in. That's how it works. But no, he won't bloody believe me. Also, we don't keep lemons in the house. It's just one of those things. We're not a lemon sort of people. We don't like lemons. Well, we like some lemons if it's in like a cake or something. Fair enough. We're not. No, I like black currant specific flavored lemon sip. If actually we hate lemons. Lemons are crap. I've just realised Ben's not here. Lemons are rubbish.
They're citrus also.
Oh, nasties. But seriously, it's awkward where you're sitting across the lovely like dining room table at the kitchen table sort of thing, trying to have a pleasant conversation with Mark J. Fox, while he's realised that there are no lemons in the house, but he thinks squeezing an apple in his tea is going to be something similar. It's a very awkward situation to be in, very very awkward. But anyway, this Jimmy Kimmel thing, he drives like they drive on in a DeLorean, great entrance, great sort of thing. Christopher Lloyd, he's aged very quickly in the last couple of years, is my first observation on that front. And the second observation is they really should have pre-recorded it if they were going to do something like that, because it got a little bit...
Some punchy?
No, more some of them forgot their lines. As an observation... As a reviewist of the world, I noticed as a thespian. That some of them may have forgotten their lines. I'm just saying, it could have happened live on air, allegedly live on air. Anyway, so yeah. But also, it was like 10, 15 minute kind of skit, because that's what they call them, innit? Skits. Or what was it? Bits. I hate that word.
Sketch.
Yeah, I think what really annoys me is when they're, oh, we were doing this bit. As in, it's like, oh, we've just cobbled together in very loose terms something. That would be just like, that will do. It's a bit, just to throw it away. A bit.
Yeah, that's our job.
Exactly. Honestly, who the hell think they bloody well are?
They're probably listening.
No, oh, sorry. Well, yeah, because
you know, you need something for next week.
Michael J. Fox and all, you know, just friend of the show. But yeah, it's just allegedly. But I don't know. It just seemed a bit dodgy. The whole thing just seemed too forced for anything, you know, any real humor to come about on it. And that's sad, really. It just felt a bit anticlimactic, if you get what I'm saying.
I'm familiar with those terms.
Yeah. Are you? Is your, Tapped Out tells you that, does it? It's a little bit, or your little tapping. It's like, this is a little bit anticlimactic.
Tap, tap.
Anyway, hello, everybody. I hope everybody's well. Before I forget, I would recommend most sincerely that if you don't follow us on some sort of foul social media rubbish, then do so. Because this weekend, here in the United Kingdom, which I don't know, epicenter of the universe, we invented time as an example, and I'm glad I brought this out because we are going to fall backwards this weekend. Just so you know. So next week is the time of, like, the second time of the year, because we do it twice a year, Tori, around here. We do it twice because we can. We're going to all be collectively concussed, not knowing what time zone, what is what, because you Americans have to do something entirely different, don't you?
I guess this probably be one of my last shows till 2016, then.
Really?
Yeah, because I only go into work earlier and stay later until, like, a week before Festmas.
So what?
It's what you would consider peak season.
Right.
And if we do a show an hour earlier.
Well, I don't know. This is what I'm saying. We never know. We could be an hour later. I've never understood this. Because it's like 2 weeks where we're not in sync normally. Because Americans come around here with your alleged kind of freedom fries or whatever bloody, and democracy, which is a laugh in itself because you're a republic. You can't have democracy.
The Democratic Republic.
It's not.
There's a distinction.
You can't. It's either being.
Hey, y'all tried to tell us how to do it before. How'd that turn out for you?
Well, we're right.
But were you?
Well, I'll tell you what we're not all right about, actually, recently, and I'm very concerned about it. I'm actually in a serious phase here.
On a scale of one to concerned, how concerned are you?
I think I am almost definitely near concerned.
That's concerning.
Yeah. This week, I probably no news about it in America at all. This week, the Prime Minister or whatever of China's has been in the UK. Has this been on the news in America? Has anyone mentioned it in America? No. I don't know. I'm just asking, has actually anybody mentioned it in America? I couldn't see anything on the...
You'd have to ask someone that watches the news.
Ah. Well, I didn't see anything in the RSS feeds and stuff. So I assumed, that's nothing new here. But I mean, like, it's, I just assumed whether or not, I don't know, I assumed it wasn't mentioned. So while he's been here, he's been hobnobbing. I mean, you should see, you should go now. This kills, well, actually not now, we need the numbers. But I mean, like, after the show, go and visit yourself to BBC Nyaus or something. You know, like proper Nyaus. And then see the absolute bucket load of money that was spent. There was parades. There was like a whole shindig dinner thing at Buck Palace. It was like all sorts going on. Crazy. Load of money spent on this visit of the Prime Minister, or whatever his fate, the President of China's or something. I don't know, one of them, whatever his title is over there. And yesterday, or was it Wednesday? It was announced that there, the China, and this is one, shocking, two, didn't even know they could do it, three, technically they can't do it because there's still production of it. There's been a multi-billion pound deal signed, which the benefits are, one of the benefits, which is being smeared everywhere in the news, the benefits are that, and let's count them together. China land, because I currently feel like Africa right now, and you'll see why in a minute. China land is going to build us, out of the goodnesses of their heart, a new nuclear kind of power station thing. That's number one. You're going to build us that. Multi-billion pound thing, organisation, they're going to build that. Have they built, let's review, have they built a nuclear power station outside of China land? Tory, yes or no?
Most likely.
It is no. They're in the process of building them, but none of them
have
actually...
They haven't told you about one they've built. That doesn't mean they haven't built one. Well, you can't prove a negative.
Well,
are there bases on Mars?
Yes.
Prove it.
I have the pictures around.
Photoshop.
Oh. Damn. The point still remains.
I have the documents.
You can't prove nothing. Nuked. Nada. But seriously. Seriously. So they get multi-billion pounds out of malarkey, and it's proper money, because it's pounds. That's worth a lot. So they get all that malarkey, and they get to sell the electricity from that plant three times more to the network than they normally do, which is like to make their monies back. It's like, if you're going to smudge the figures like that, is it even worth doing, sort of thing? But also, they've got contracts with those Froggy Frenchy people, right? Those, you know, them ones. You know, exactly. They're surrender monkeys. Yeah, they're hoi hoi. Them, they're building one of them, but that's 5-6 years over budget, over deadline, over everything. Yet they've still somehow signed our one. Plus, they're also building one in Netherlands, but they're over budget and over contract and over everything else on that one as well. So you know, they haven't actually completed one. That's my point. One, to prove whether or not this newfangled, because it's also an untested new design. That's the other thing. So they're like, oh, yeah, we go come and build something like that. Well, prove it works first.
You're protesting.
No, I'm just would like, before I purchase something.
So you want them to test it, but you don't want them to test it.
Well, I wouldn't want to test all the facilities, i.e. when it melts down, will things be all right? I don't want that bit. Let the Froggy Frenchies deal with that bit. With their berets. They're up their own bloody backside berets. But yeah, they it's like, that's that, right? They get to do that, and they have like a multi-year payment back and that kind of stuff. Basically, they own a third. For the rest of the life of that power station, they get a third of the budget from that. Oh, not the budget, the profits from it, sorry. So they get that. Do you want to even guess, Tori? Do you don't even guess what we get. What do we?
Steadfast and firm handshake.
Yeah, we got one of them. We didn't get one of them. But what?
An unbreaking glance in the eye.
Well, I think we got half of that. Yeah, we got another. But seriously, well, come on. Come on. You're never going to guess. It's so good. It's so out there, stupid, that I don't think you're ever going to guess.
100 million pounds of gold.
Oh, if only. That's a no. We
100 million pounds of platinum.
Oh, that would be shiny. But no. No, it's not.
100 million pounds of opium.
No. No, America.
What have I got to take to get you in this thing?
America's nicked all the opium. Damn it, bloody America. But no, seriously, what they've really got, what they're going to get from us to them, they build us a power station that has never been proven. They've never built one properly. You would have thought they put all their time into actually fixing and building the ones that they've been promising for donkey's years. And they still own a third of the profits afterwards. And we, Britland, we can build them a Legoland. Can I remind you, we don't own the rights to Lego. Or possibly land. Apart from the Falkland Islands. Argentina. But seriously, we get to build a Legoland. In China. Even though that's technically a Denmark thing and they should be really talking to Denmark about it. We're going to ask where Lego comes from. And in fact, that's where the trademark is owned. And all that other legal stuff. But yeah, whatever, we're going to build a Legoland. Surely things can't go wrong. No one's mentioned whether or not we get a third of the profits from that either. I don't know. No one's. Do we own a third of it? Once it's no one knows. But we get to build a Legoland, Tori. Now you're jealous. Come on, you. It's so stupid. You can't even make this crap up. It is, and they're trying. Everyone's going around in their bloody cheap polyester suits right now. All those politicians, think they're better, sort of thing, because they know where suits are sold. In Marks
and suits made in China.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, most of them probably. Yeah, but seriously. No, they're smearing themselves about going. Yeah, this is a great deal for Ingoland and Britland and stuff. Where do you go? Oh, brilliant. And it's like, how is this even brilliant? How do you know? Bearing in mind, this is the concerning bit. Because no one seems to have told America that we're going in bed now with China. To the point where I saw this on the Niaos and everybody I was with, we're having a little bit of a family thing. It was in the background sort of thing. We were doing what families do, hanging out and pretending to like each other. We're sitting there and doing that. And we all kind of went, oh, that's bad. But we didn't know why it was bad. It was just that. It was like, oh, that doesn't sit well with us. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. So I thought I'd break it to you, America. We don't like you anymore. We're going in bed with China.
And suddenly things turned ugly.
So maybe it's because we're trying to position ourselves for when we finally leave the EU. We can go, right, America, you wanted us in the EU all this time. Go and speak to Germany. Oh, wait, you already are. Well, you're not really speaking back. You're just hacking into their phones. But okay, you do that. And we're going to go over here.
No.
And, but yeah, it's, I just, I really don't even know what the part-time Prime Minister David Cameron is really doing with his pet pig.
Yeah, he's being pig-headed.
Yeah. Rudeness. Really rude. But I just thought I'd bring it up and to catch you up. Just to, you know, where the real news
that's
is.
That's whatever you were talking about for you.
But, you know, each their own. Meanwhile, it's been a while. It's been a while. I'm going to play this.
Is it the Peaky Brady?
Hoodie news. Yes, Sweden is the worst country to make friends. Yes, this is a beautiful thing. Submitted lovingly by Tasha Bella. The love of my life in the back end there. And I'll kiss the other one in a minute. Now, this is interesting news here. Sweden has been named the third best country in the world for expats. Interesting there. Interesting information. By expats. Shut up! So there they go. Oh yeah, we're going to move to Sweden. They're moving. Fair enough.
Wolfish.
But there is one area where foreigners seem to struggle. Because it's the...
I like to call them, foreigners.
Or, you know, it's those immigrants. It's always the immigrants' fault. It's one thing that them lot have the problem. So, fair enough. What could possibly be right? They seem to have problems to make friends with the reserved and seemingly cold-hearted Swedes. Now, that's not my quote. It's the quote from thelocal.se. So it must be true. It's written in Hoodie Hoodie Land. It must be true. Cold-hearted.
It must be Swedish.
That would explain a lot, actually, thinking about it. But seriously, this is Hoodie. The expat quality of life survey. No, I hadn't heard of it either, which has been published by HSBC.
That is so decay.
I know. Yes, it's like a bit of a jazzy hand thing. Published by HSBC, which is a little bit rude of HSBC to
toss out there.
Yeah, especially when. Yeah, admittedly, I know it's a British bank. I understand that. What I'm saying is I know it's a British bank.
What happened?
But I don't understand why they're getting involved with Hoodie Hoodie Sweden.
Well, you're not required to understand what they're doing.
Well, I
that's the good news.
And I could totally understand why people assume it's not British bank because HSBC, if I remember correctly, stands for Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking. I'm going to Google that. Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation. Now, admittedly, I understand that sounds a little bit foreign. No, it ain't. It's British. It's a British bank for British people. And those ones over there with the eyes. So what have we learned? Sweden is technically one of the top countries in Europe, allegedly, and the third best in the world. Just behind Singapore, which I'm shocked about, actually. Singapore was... and Kiwiland, New Zealand. Now, admittedly, nothing ever happens in Kiwi land apart from, you know, ogres and stuff. And Singapore, well, yeah, I suppose. But I think I know what the problem is with Sweden. What do you know what the problem is?
They're an island and not actually part of a continental Europe.
No, I actually encourage that. Just look what happened to the froggy French. See, this is what happens. If you have a little bit of a moat going on, you're all right most of the time. You're all right. You're not in the thick of it. You're fine. Once there is no water, then that's where silly shenanigans happens. That's where it all goes wrong. Looking at you, Canadio place. Just wait. You know, they have a plan to, you know, invade you. Them ones, have a plan to invade you for your strategic mooses. So even though, so while the Nordic nation scores highly in areas such as as famous work-life balance. It's famous work-life balance.
Buzzword.
Job security, health, generous childcare, and quality of family life.
You don't talk about job security.
No, that's what they're saying. HSBC.
U.S. Army. Be all you can be.
Well, and Uncle Sam likes to give you many, many holidays in many places that you've never
heard of. 150 countries to choose from.
You know, it's shocking, really, that no one has a basic grasp, it seems, in Americano land of geography outside your borders. You seem to want to move there as soon as you get a uniform. It's just an observation I've had recently. Just seems a little bit...
Well, sometimes the melting pot boils over.
with a bit of a dribble. So I hear. Legendary. So the problem is Sweden, hoody hoody hoody, fails spectacularly, not my words, HSBC words, when it comes to being a good place in which to strike up new friendships. Do you want to know why? I know this answer. Do you want to know why? I'll tell you anyway.
Please do.
I will. How much, and this is a shocking question, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but, you know, I'll ask anyway. Do you know how much it is, roughly, for a spirit and Coke? So a Jack Daniels and Coke, a vodka and Coke in Americano place, roughly speaking.
Yes.
How much would it be?
Yeah, $4 or $5.
$4 or $5. Okay. It's around about anywhere, depending how seedy the place is, anywhere between $3.50 and £5 here in the United Kingdom. In Sweden, you're looking easily at €15. The reason why there's no friendships going on is because no bugger goes down the pubs or clubs because they can't bloody well afford it. That's why there's no friendships going on. There's no place for them to actually mingle. That's the answer. Very simple. They need to become a country of alcoholics. That's all I'm saying. There's a suggestion. There's a health and safety suggestion. But, you know. Based on interviews with over 21,000 expats in 39 countries. Someone do the maths on that. That sounds very low. There's like 3.5 people per country,
Small
isn't it?
Weed every day.
The nation manages to scrape only 36th spot on social life, Bunny Floppy Floppy is. An abysmal last place for making friends. Even though the Swedes are polite, they don't do small talk. And while they appear reserved, they usually just respecting your privacy. They don't give a crap, is basically what they're saying. They're just, we don't care. Shut up. Buy the weed. Move on. It's very rude. And that's Hoodie Hoodie News for today.
Fingers be home, diddy hoon, gonna say do. Yee burst beer, horn beer, skirt, burk, burk, burk.
And I think we're gonna have some more hoodie hoodie news. In Extra Dirty today. Yes, I know. I'm gonna lose it. That hasn't been. That
the
hasn't
less
been.
I know about other people's affairs, uh-huh. the happier I am.
Oh dear. Oh. I didn't sound Swedish, but fair enough. Okay. I felt like I'd been told. It's almost rude. But
put that in your pipe and smoke it.
So that's another fully packed week, Tori, I think you'll find. Of
yes.
interesting things.
Fully packed.
Mmm.
Top to bottom, head to toe.
Squeal, little piggy.
T to B, H to T.
Mmm. Oh, update on the pig front. Pig gate.
Squeal!
I have completed my purchases of my forthcoming Halloween costume. Just a little mention. If you want to support the show, of course, dirtyboxer.net/Patreon. We thank you in advance for that loveliness. If you want to go to over there, doobly-doo, dirtyboxers.net, then please do. Don't be unsociable. Make friends and influence people, just not Laz. But thank you very much indeed, Tori, for being here, matey.
Cheers.
Cheers, buddy. And we'll see you Monday. Goodbyes.
On air, online, on demand, on the move. Dirtyboxers.net.